بالله الرحمن الرحيم فتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وقلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوسيط لو اتبعت عليهم ووليت منهم فرارا فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا وكذلك بعثناهم ليتساءلوا بينهم قال قائل منهم كم لبثتم قال لبثنا يوما او بعض يوم قالوا ربكم اعلم بما لبثتم فابعثوا احدكم بورقكم هذه الى المدينة فلينظر ايها أزكى طعاما فليعتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا إنهم أن يغفروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم يعلموا أن وعد الله حقا وأن الساعة لا ريب فيه إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا ابنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا صدق الله العلي العظيم. I begin in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. And you would think that they were awake while they were asleep. We turned them on their sides, right and left, and their dog had its forelegs stretched out to the doorstep. If you had a look at them, you would have fled away from them, and you would have been filled with awe of them. In this way, we raised them up until they asked each other. One of them said, "How long did you tarry?" They said, "A day or part of a day." They said, "Your Lord knows best how long you tarry. So send one of them with a silver coin of yours to the city and let them look around which of the eatables are the purest and let them bring some food from there. And he must act in a polite manner and must not let anyone know about you. If they, the inhabitants of the city, will know about you, they will stone you or force you to revert to their faith. And in that case, you will never find success. And in this way, we made them known to the people of the city so that they realize that Allah's promise is true and that there is no doubt about the hour, the day of resurrection. When they were disputing among themselves in the midday matter, they said, "Erect a building over them. Their Lord knows them best than those who prevailed in their matter. We will certainly make a mosque over them." Sadaq Allahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Hamari dar sala USA!
Shame, shame, USA!
Shame, shame, Al-Qaeda!
Shame, shame, Al-Qaeda!
Shame, shame, Al-Qaeda!
Shame, shame, Al-Qaeda!
Shame, shame, Al-Nusra!
Shame, shame, Al-Nusra!
Shame, shame, Al-Nusra!
Shame, shame, Al-Nusra!
Nare Takbir!
Allah!
Join with me and say Nare Takbir! Nare Risalat!
Ya Rasulullah! Ya Hussein!
Hey, hamari darsgah!
Karbala! Karbala!
Hey, hamari darsgah!
Karbala! Karbala!
Haq ka seedha raasta!
Karbala! Karbala!
Haq ka seedha raasta!
Karbala! Karbala!
Brothers and sisters, we are gathered here to say shame to all those terrorists who are funded by USA and UK and Israel.
And the companion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hajar ibn Adi, it was provided by the US, UK and trained by Israel. So say with me, I'm saying Zainab's dome is high and tall, and you said, you say funded terrorist, you will fall. Zainab's dome is high and tall.
Funded terrorist, you will fall.
No, I can't hear you. No, nor neither either across the street. Zainab's dome is high and tall.
Funded terrorist, you will fall.
Yes, this is month of Ramadan, month of blessing. I know all of you, alhamdulillah, fasting. But your imani jazba is there. So say it loudly. Zainab's dome is high and tall.
Funded terrorists, you will fall.
Zainab's dome is high and tall.
Funded terrorists, you will fall.
Funded terrorists, you will fall.
Funded terrorists, you will fall.
Funded terrorist, you will fall.
Funded terrorist, you will fall.
And then UK, Israel, USA, shame on you to desecrate. So you will say shame on you to desecrate. So this is the time we have to say shame. Yes, we are coming.
Labbaik ya Zainab.
Labbaik ya Zainab.
Labbaik ya Zainab.
Labbaik ya Hussein. As I mentioned, brothers and sisters, we are gathered here to condemn the heinous crime committed by the terrorists in Syria in particular, and in other parts of the world in general, obviously in Pakistan, Afghanistan, you see Iraq, you see recent even in Egypt, all through the globe. As I mentioned, that this is not contained to one country or one nation or one community. Sayyida Zainab salamullah alayha.
Allah salli ala Muhammad.
the granddaughter of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, daughter of Ali and Fatima, loved and admired by all Muslims throughout the world. She was at the forefront of struggle against oppression and injustice. We learned the lesson from Karbala. The message of Imam Hussein would not be given to the world unless Bibi Zainab didn't do her struggle in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She is the thought bearer and of the message of Karbala. She was a, and she will remain, she is and will remain the voice for voiceless.
Any help, please let any of our volunteers know. We definitely need your support and your help in whatever way it is possible. So please do not forget, it is coming Saturday at 3 p.m. and we will be assembling at Prince Park. 3 p.m. Saturday, and inshallah we all will be there. I hope to see all of you over there. And with this, I'll pass on the mic back to Munir Bhai.
Standing in solidarity with the oppressed people of the world, and of course, we are at the front, in front of the building of oppressor. So you say with me, shame, shame, USA.
Shame, shame, USA.
And I request all of you to bring the posters and these up, brothers and sisters. This rain will not stop us from the message, spreading the message of Sayyidina Zainab Salaam Alaiha, and the message of companions of the Prophet, and message of the Haq. Brothers and sisters, as I really thank Brother Chishti and Maulana Sayyid Asad Jafri for this strong message passed to us and passed for generation, alhamdulillah. Yes, Bibi Sayyid Zainab Salaam Alaiha and other tombs can be destroyed, na'uzubillah. But the message of Hussein, the message of Zainab cannot be destroyed.
Indeed.
So with this, I say, Narae Takbir! Raise your poster and your hands. Narae Takbir! Narae Risala! We here to condemn the funding of the terrorists, the training of the terrorists which happening in Jordan and Turkey by UK, CIA, MI6 and Mossad. They are training and putting the people to kill the human being. Whether they are Shia, Sunni, Christian, Jews, there's no discrimination for killing.
Yeah.
My sister, you say with me, Allahu Akbar, that we demand that this US, UK, Wahhabis, they immediately stop the training and funding of these terrorists. Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
We demand that their funding and involved in these crimes must be punished immediately. Say Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
And we here with unity and solidarity condemn those puppet regimes, whether they are Muslim, whether they are other faith, all of them, that they are silenced on these crimes of humanity.
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
Brothers and sisters, I was reminded that, inshallah, remind you for the next week, Yom Al-Quds rally. It will be happening, inshallah, 3 p.m. Saturday. Buses will be coming, inshallah. You
promise with your Sayyidah Zainab, and promise with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with raise your hand that inshallah you will attend with Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
I invite brother Kamran to recite a Nahwa at this time. Another 5 minutes, inshallah, we will be circling like this. And I request before we start moving for 5 minutes, and we have to mobilize from there. But before that, brothers and sisters, may Allah bless you in this month of Ramadan. All of you, your families, and your marhumeen, let's recite a Surah Fatiha for all marhumeen, for Shuhada, and the recent Shaheed. 60 Shaheed in Parachinar got killed yesterday by these Takfiri and Salafi funded by USA. Shame, shame, USA.
Shame, shame, USA.
The same amount in Iraq and Syria and other parts of the world. So, brothers and sisters, let's recite a Surah Fatiha for all your marhumeen. May Allah bless them in Jannah. May Allah bless you, all of you. We cannot thank all of you, because this ajr is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On behalf of the organizers, I really thanks Maulana Sayyid Asad Jafri, Brother Ibrahim, Maulana Ibrahim Chishti, and their companions, and all brothers and sisters, brother who recited Noha, brother who recited Quran. May Allah bless you. Let's recite a Surah Fatiha for all shuhada and marhumin. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, we are all reciting Dua Imam Zamani together. And then, after recitation of Dua, I request the brothers over there to march slowly, and we are circling and doing the slogans. Okay, let's recite and call our Imam of the time. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Allahumma suli al-Hasan.
May Allah bless you all. May Allah bless the true leader of the Muslim Ummah, and give them strength to confront all these atrocities against the humanity. I request all of
you.
Shame, shame, Taliban!
Shame, shame, Taliban!
Shame, shame, Al-Qaeda!
Shame, shame, Al-Qaeda!
Shame, shame, Al-Nusra!
Shame, shame, Al-Nusra!
Shame, shame, Israel!
Shame, shame, Israel!
sisters, they and their supporters, we have to say shame loudly. Shame, shame, Taliban!
Shame, shame!
And their supporters. Shame, shame, USA!
Shame, shame, USA!
Stop funding terrorists!
Stop funding terrorists!
Say it loudly, brother and sister. Stop funding terrorists!
Stop funding terrorists!
Stop funding terrorists!
Stop funding terrorists!
Stop funding Al-Qaeda! Sisters, may Allah bless you. We, inshallah, we finish our demonstration, and may Allah bless you and protect all of the humanity, all the Shia and Sunni, all the human being, whoever are subject to terrorism, or by funded by USA and Taliban and Al Qaeda and Nusra all over the world with this extremism. With dua and loud salawat. Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad.
Brother and sister, on behalf of organization, all brothers and sisters, the small kids, may Allah bless you and thank you very much for showing your solidarity with Muslim of the world. With loud salawat bar Muhammad wa Ali Bayti Muhammad salawat. Together to Queen's Park, and we will march to this consulate, inshallah. Thank you very much.